Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Caleb Hardwick. Thank you for listening. This is episode 7, and joining me here in our bedroom studio, aka The Dump, is my older brother, Noah.
Hello.
And my younger brother, Seth.
Hi.
So last week was pretty interesting. We had lots of stuff going on. This past week has yet again been rather slow, but I don't know. What's up, guys? Anything new?
I've been hoarding more pallets.
Are you going to elaborate on that this time,
Seth? I've been helping you move pallets, but I honestly don't know what exactly you're going to do with them. So would you please explain to the listeners?
Maybe we ought to take crazy scenarios and try and guess what he's doing with them.
He's going to build a fort that he can live in.
I think it's part of his Halloween costume.
I'm going to dress up as a pallet for Halloween.
Are you building a suit of armor out of those pallets?
Maybe like a transformer?
Yeah. I'm just imagining like an Iron Man suit made out of pallets.
Yeah. I am Pallet Great Man.
That would certainly be an original costume, Seth.
Okay, then. That's fascinating. I might have to work on that. Any other ideas?
Because
so far you're all way off.
I think you are going to create a flying machine that runs completely off pallets or something.
Is it made out of pallets, or is it like use pallets as the fuel source?
Yeah, both, definitely.
I think you just signed up for Pinterest.
Ba-dum-tsh.
No Pinterest, sorry.
Okay, go ahead, tell us. What are you doing with the pallets?
Okay, so the real reason why I'm keeping pallets is because I am attempting to make a Nerf battleground bunker of awesomeness filled.
Cool. And how do pallets help do that?
Because you can string pallets together, screw them together, and they make cool barricades.
Is that why there was a bag of hinges in the truck?
Yes.
I see.
This sounds like the sort of thing that would have been amazing when I was 10. That I would have loved to have built a fort out of pallets.
I think it still sounds cool now.
Yeah, admittedly, I do. I'm just not sure that I'd put in the same work now that I would have when I was 10.
I'm hoping that the hinges will make it so I can string a few together with screws and then turn them like, 45 degrees and make them stand up.
Then you can just
fold
them all up.
They're pretty cheap. I got them at Habitat Restore.
So you're having a Nerf war. Tell us about that.
Well, it's part of my Nerf club, which is InScope.
InScope.
Which stands for
Nerf Scope.
Nerf or Saline County Operations and Private Elite. Sorry, I couldn't remember what it stood for.
And that's the president of the Nerf Club, folks.
Yeah. So, these Nerf Wars, how do these work?
Everybody shows up. They pay into the club. The club, which is me. And then I buy all the darts and supplies.
What exactly is the fee to get in this club?
It varies.
For your friends and for your enemies.
Well, for my enemies, it's free because I can just, shoot them with Nerf darts that way. Now, okay, this right now the current standard fee for an annual membership due is $5.
That's not bad.
No, and we usually do about 6 a year or so.
Any spectacular battle wounds?
Yes, but I can't mention those here. Not yet.
Are you expecting any spectacular battle wounds?
Probably.
Is this why you do this? Is because you like to be able to pretend to be an army medic?
No, I like to be in charge, have power.
You just like
That's
shooting
not
other
hard
people
to believe.
With Nerf bullets?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. Okay. Well, let's see. What else is going on in the world? So it's playoff season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really hadn't been following it since the Cardinals aren't in it.
Well, I haven't really been following it since the Cubs have been in it.
Yeah, which is a bigger turnoff, the Cardinals not being in there or that the Cubs are?
Cubs. Oh, definitely the Cardinals not being in it. I mean, if the Cardinals and the Cubs were in it, that would actually be interesting.
It would be.
Well, okay, I guess.
Instead, we just get the
Cleveland.
Indians and Toronto.
That's actually
Cleveland 2016. Sound
like I'm more interested in the American League one at this point, I think. That's an interesting two teams.
Hey, if the Cubs win the World Series, I'm moving to Canada.
It's not that I'm against the Cubs winning the World Series in theory. It's just, it would just basically ruin baseball if they won the World Series.
It would be the end of baseball. There'd be nothing left to watch for. Why would anybody watch baseball if the Cubs have won the World Series within the last 109 years?
Exactly. I mean, it'd just be the end of baseball if the Cubs won. There's just nothing left to happen.
Better yet, it might just be the end of the world.
So here we are in the bottom of the ninth inning of the Game 7 of the World Series. The Cubs are only one pitch away from breaking the curse and winning their first championship since 1908. Well, folks, would you take a look at that? It appears that Jesus Christ himself is coming towards the ballpark to mount a white horse. Well, folks, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you watch this game long enough, you'll always see something that you've never seen before.
Besides, Cleveland is due to win.
They are. You know, we talk about the Cubs and how long it's been since they've won the World Series. Well, Cleveland hasn't won one since the 40s, or maybe the 50s, I forget which. So, you know, they've got just a nice long dry spell, too, so... Hey, I think if you can't cheer for the Cubs, I think we should probably pull for Cleveland. So, speaking of baseball, interesting story I saw on Twitter earlier. Cleveland's pitcher Trevor Bauer has been scratched from his game in the league championship series because he cut his pinky fixing his drone.
Ow.
File that one in the strange baseball injuries.
Does he have a license with the FAA, and are they investigating?
For what?
Well, it was an accident involving an aircraft.
How bad was the cut?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to know. I didn't think that drones were supposed to be able to cut you, really.
Hey, Mythbusters, you know.
I cut myself on the cardboard opening the drone up. I mean...
Have you ever like looked at those lists of like strange baseball injuries before?
No.
Like it wasn't that many years ago that Joel Zamaya, when he was playing for the Tigers, got put on the disabled list because he played too much Guitar Hero and he like threw out his wrist. I mean, I forget which player it was. One of them got bit by a coyote or something. Let me see if I can find it.
I remember when Julian Tavares broke his hand on
the bullpen phone. Yeah, I do too. Okay, I'll just read a few of these. Reliever Steve Sparks dislocated his shoulder while ripping a telephone book in half. In Atlanta one year, utility infielder Randy Johnson dislocated his thumb putting on his socks and spent 6 weeks on the disabled list.
I didn't even know you could dislocate your thumb.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please be careful putting on your socks.
Workers' comp may not cover.
Oh, yep, here we go. It says, Hall of Fame tough guy Nolan Ryan was bitten by one very brave coyote. So, yep, apparently that is a true story. Quickly, I'd like to send our best wishes out to Josh the Bat Boy. He will be bat-boying for the Blue Jays in the upcoming American League Championship Series. So, Josh, do your best and have a great time. Okay, so now here's a quick word from this week's sponsor.
This Halloween, go as your favorite mighty wooden Pallet Ranger, including the yellow pine Pallet Ranger and the red oak Pallet Ranger. Get your mighty wooden Pallet Ranger costume made from 100% recycled dead trees at your local Halloween pop-up shop. And enjoy the splinter-inducing fun!
Batteries and actual pallets sold separately.
Okay, Seth, do we have any questions to answer on this week's episode?
Oh, yeah. We have a couple questions here from a Candace Gaddis. And the first one is, what's your favorite thing to eat?
Favorite thing to eat?
French fries.
Okay, Noah says French fries.
For me, fried peppers and onions with anything.
Okay, fried peppers and onions with anything for Caleb. My favorite thing is some sort of bread product. Biscuits, toast, rolls.
If it's got glucose, Seth enjoys it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Seth's favorite food is glucose, basically. Okay, so there's the answer to that question. Do we have any other questions from Candace?
Yeah, we have two more.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll answer those ones too.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite place in Arkansas?
Lake Catherine.
Like, favorite overall place? Like, region or specific place?
It just says, where's your favorite place in Arkansas?
Just pick a noun.
I mean, maybe my house. I don't know. I enjoy the Ouachita River. If we're talking very specific places, if we're talking more like regional areas that I like, I mean, there's so many cool places all over, so I don't even know how to choose.
So, what about you, Noah?
I'd probably say Lake Catherine. I mean, if we're talking about a place, you know, just very specific, I mean, more regionally, I'd just say the Ouachitas, but Lake Catherine is in the Ouachitas, so that kind of goes hand in hand. I just like it probably because it's a place that we went a lot growing up. So
yeah.
It kind of feels like home sort of, I suppose. Hmm. I like all the trails there. I've walked all of them a whole lot. So
there's only like four.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've walked all of them multiple times. Yeah.
Let's see. My favorite place is someplace with trains.
Yeah. That's pretty much
in Arkansas. He doesn't like trains outside of Arkansas.
Trains outside of Arkansas. Forget that. But yeah.
It's a hard question to answer because I like the both mountainy areas and I like the Delta area. They both have their advantages. I'm not so sure I'm a big fan of like the southern Arkansas timberland.
The Pineys is just whatever.
I don't really have a lot that I'm particularly fond of there, but yeah, there's certainly something to be said for the Delta areas of Arkansas and for the mountain areas, you know, for the Ouachitas and for the Ozarks.
Oh, hey, look who just showed up. It's our lovely mother.
Hello, everybody.
So, you want to answer this question, too?
What's the question?
Where's your favorite place in Arkansas?
Ooh, wow. That is a loaded question. There are so many things in Arkansas that I like. I like the place called Charlton out on Highway 270 in the Crystal Springs area. That was just a special place for Steve and I to go when we were newly married. I just love the CCC camp, beautiful rock architecture. But one of my favorite places, of course, I love the Ouachita River. People probably already know that. One of my favorite places is Jesseville, where the Crystal Mines are. I just absolutely love going up on Ron Coleman's mountain and sitting up there and digging for crystals. And the view across the Ouachitas with ridge after ridge and Lake Ouachita off in the distance, and all of those crystals to pick up. That is just one of my favorite places in the world to go.
So the final question that Candace had asked was, what's your favorite story in the Bible? And that's like just as loaded as the other question.
Well, I think that I have to say that Noah is my favorite. I mean, I think it's just, I don't think I have a choice in that.
Does that mean that the story of Cain and Abel killing each other is my favorite?
Yeah, you don't get a choice.
I don't get a choice? Okay. No.
So, Caleb, are you going to say Caleb?
I think I'm going to go with Balaam and his talking donkey.
I like all the stories.
Yeah, me too. So, Candace, there you go. Now you know. Seth, let's do one more question.
Oh, I have a question from one of my college student, co-college peers. I don't know, what do you call them?
Classmates?
Classmates, there we go. Yeah. And they wanted to know what Since I told them that we were doing a podcast, they want to know, well, what's your favorite podcast?
What's your favorite podcast? Noah, what's your favorite podcast? Give us, maybe you can't name one, but because I don't think I could just name one, but choose a few. He's going to look it up. All right. While he looks it up, I'll say some of my favorite podcasts. I think we all enjoy listening to the Phil Vischer podcast. Phil Vischer, the creator of VeggieTales. He has a great podcast in which they kind of talk about issues and stuff in the news and articles and good Christian perspective. I enjoy it. Another podcast I've been listening to more recently is the Tim Hawkins podcast. Tim Hawkins is the comedian that's very popular among Christians, and he has a great podcast. They literally talk about nothing. They just for an hour and a half, they just record basically Tim playing off of the jokes of his crew. So
Sounds like our podcast.
It's not entirely like our unlike our podcast. In fact, if you listen to their podcast, you might know that we might have stole some of the stuff from their podcast, but nobody else knows that. So, yeah, that one's called Potty Break because it's like podcast, so it's pod e-break. And lately, I've been listening also to the 538 podcast. 538 is a data journalism website, and they have a series going right now about the upcoming election, and they just added a lot of, you know, data analysis to it. And for some reason, I enjoy it. So
no, did you come up with yours?
Yeah, I like Caleb said, the Phil Vischer podcast, and I like the Bible Project podcast.
Oh yeah, I do too.
I like their YouTube videos, but their podcast is really good too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like a podcast called Supercharged, which is basically the guy who did the Lifehacker podcast. When he left Lifehacker, just renamed his podcast and kept doing it. And then let me see, what else is there? Maybe the Tom Rainer podcast. I like listening to his sometimes.
What does he do?
He is he the CEO of Lifeway?
Something like that. Yeah.
He's one of the guys that works at Lifeway, pretty high up there. And he talks a lot about church-related stuff for, like, a lot of statistics for pastors.
It's like data journalism for pastors. Yeah. Seth, do you listen to any podcasts?
You know, I really don't listen to podcasts very often. When I do, I usually just go and listen to whatever the latest Phil Vischer podcast is. And so,
you like Brant Hansen?
Yeah, I like listening to Brant Hansen whenever he does a special podcast, but he usually does it. He doesn't do them regularly, so just kind of got to go check every now and then, see if he has anything new that he's put out. But yeah, that's about the extent of my podcast listening. So
to that unnamed classmate, there you go. Now you know. Now here's Noah with a public service announcement.
Well, if you haven't been following the news recently, Samsung's Note 7s are exploding, and they have officially stopped production of them.
Wait. Were these the ones that they said were exploding before, and then they said they fixed, and now they're exploding again?
Yeah, it went down something like that, and they've pretty much recalled them at this point. So if you have a Samsung Note 7, go take it back to the store and get your money back right now and get a new phone. There's really absolutely no reason that you should keep that phone. And in fact, the airlines are now no longer letting you take that on the plane anymore. So if you have one and you plan on traveling, it's even more reason that you should take it back and get a different phone. Go back, get yourself an iPhone 7 Plus or the new Google Pixel XL or something.
But don't buy an iPhone 7. They don't have a headphone jack.
Well, yeah, if you care about headphones, then you might want to look at an Android phone.
So which is worse, a phone without a headphone jack or a phone that explodes randomly?
Headphone jack.
If it explodes, it probably doesn't have a headphone jack anymore. So,
honestly, though, if you had to choose between a phone that you knew might explode, a very small chance, and one without a headphone jack, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I mean, I'm going to say now, I'm probably choosing the exploding phone so I can listen to podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, probably.
I would probably just not pick the one that explodes. I mean, it's really not that, like, there's a...
You're missing
it's not
the point,
like the presidential
Noah.
Election where you only have two choices. There are a lot of Android phones out there to choose from.
Yeah,
so.
But let's be realistic. None of the other phone candidates have any chance of actually winning, Noah.
Are you saying then that if you don't agree with either one of the two primary phones, that you should vote for a third party phone?
Yeah. I actually, would, that's pretty much what I do with all my phones because I'm too cheap to buy the two expensive phones.
That's deep.
Even if it's a phone nobody's ever heard of and probably has no chance of competing?
I generally avoid the Chinese knockoff phones, but I go for somewhere in the middle.
Are you suggesting Gary Johnson is a cheap Chinese knockoff?
Well, I probably wouldn't go that far. I think he'd probably be more of one of the middle, like a Motorola phone or an HTC phone, rather than like a Blue phone or a Nexbit or whatever those other phones are that I'm forgetting the names of.
Well, how do you feel about people that just say, I'm just not going to carry a phone?
I have a lot of respect for them.
Wow.
But aren't they abusing their American right to carry a phone?
Now, I think we're mixing different issues. Actually, I think there is that is your American right if you want to carry an exploding phone. But you can't take it with you on the plane anymore.
But Noah, you can't be on, you know, a panel to review the phones if you don't own one. You can't
I don't
have
get
your
that
civic
analogy.
Duty.
I've lost you.
You don't have your civic here. Duty to be a part of a jury to convict phones if you don't own a phone.
I get the analogy, but it doesn't
so
make any
So you're saying
doubt,
that the Amish can't be against phones because they've never had one?
I'm saying they can't judge phones. They can't be the jury
of... You're saying that Amish probably shouldn't be writing reviews for phones.
Yes.
I think that we can agree with that.
I'm not sure the analogy makes sense, but the actual statement does. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody go out there and do your American duty. Choose a phone. And don't forget to watch the Galaxy versus Apple debate coming up soon.
Yeah, I hear it's explosive.
All right. This will do it for this podcast. Any final words, gentlemen?
Don't buy an exploding phone and then take it on an airplane and then have it explode and then get arrested.
But do exercise your American right and carry your phone.
Yep. Put us all in danger by carrying your exploding phone.
Oh, all right. Well, with those wise words, I'd like to thank you for listening and ask you to join us again next week. We are on the web at
HardwickPodcast.com.
And on Facebook at
Facebook.com/HardwickPodcast.
Thank you. It's like you can read my mind. So go ahead, check us out on the web. Leave us a question or a topic to discuss.
Please.
Please.
We really need topics.
And we'll get back with you on those in a future podcast. So
if you have any technology-related questions, send them to me, and I'll do my best to answer them.
If you have sports-related questions, I'll field those.
And if you have... Well,
fire truck questions. I don't know.
Legos, weather. Fire trucks, a little bit of train.
Nerf.
Weather.
Yeah.
You're more interesting than me or Noah.
Yeah. Maybe. Send them to me.
Anyway, doesn't really matter what your question is. We'll find somebody who knows the answer because we have people out there like Rob who are experts at pretty much everything. So,
and we know how to use Google.
That's true. So send us something to talk about. We'll talk about it. You will listen to it. You'll enjoy it. This has been yet another Hardwick podcast. I'm Caleb Hardwick signing off.
And I'm Noah Hardwick signing off too.
And I'm Seth Hardwick, who they're forcing to sign off.
This has been one of the longest wrap-ups we've ever done. Anyway, thanks for listening. Listen to us again in the future. Have a nice day.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time... Thank you for listening.